Have to get that trumpet player off the blended stuff and onto the straight, I think. Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in New York City. With John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the mayors and Bing's guests, Ella Fitzgerald and Al Jolson. And now here's Bing Crosby, who is currently appearing in a new movie entitled Riding High, which will be seen on television screens all over the country just 25 years from tonight.
See your local paper for time and station.
You know, Bing, I think I'll go out and see your picture this evening. I'm not going to wait for it to hit television.
Well, okay, if you want to be impatient and headstrong, go ahead. But, Ken, we got a lot of show here tonight. Now, we better get to rolling, huh?
What are you rolling with?
Well, this is Derby week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
May 3rd, so I think we ought to start with The Horse Told Me from Riding High. Right. You know that picture you can either see now or 25 years from now. John, stop. Keep going, huh, boy?
Oh, the owner told Clarence the clocker told Jockey McGee. The jockey, of course, passed it on to the horse, and the horse told me. Now there's a sleeper, they say, in the fourth race today. A little filly called Rockaway Rose. Are you listening? She comes on with a burst, and she'll win if she's first. But I swear she'll be third if she shows.
Oh, the owner told Clarence the clocker told Jockey McGee. The jockey, of course, passed it on to the horse, and the horse told me.
Now tomorrow, I'll bet just for kicks that I'll get. What's gold?
It's just gold, yellow lead.
I can lose with a grin.
If the horse don't come in,
I'll just blow one more hole in me head.
Oh, the owner told Clarence the clocker told Jockey McGee.
The jockey, of course, passed it on to the horse,
and the horse told me.
It is the same old story at any old track.
Whether Saratoga,
Rockingham, Pack,
Lincoln Field,
Hialeah,
Belmont Park, Arlington Park, Hollywood Park.
Don't forget Del Mar.
The horse told me.
Boom.
That's what the horse told me, Ken. What did the horse tell you?
What did the horse tell me?
Yeah, don't tell me you weren't stopped out on the street by a horse who had some big news about Chesterfield.
Oh, I get it. Time for the commercial, huh?
In double dubitably.
Well, Bing, I'm sorry to disappoint you. It so happens that I wasn't stopped by a horse today who told me anything about Chesterfields, but I do hear thousands of glowing words from people every day about Chesterfields.
So do I. That's even better.
But when it comes to Chesterfields, the words I like best are short and simple. They satisfy, and they're mild.
Uh-huh. 40 lashes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh,
again?
So
you'll go stand in the corner and say, I'm a bad boy.
I'm a bad boy. I'll do the speech over.
All right.
But when it comes to Chesterfields, the words I like best are short and simple. They're milder, and they satisfy.
That's a very nice thought, Ken. Nice going.
Well, thanks, but I can't take credit for it. That's what Bill Lundigan said the other day about Chesterfields.
Bill Lundigan?
Mm-hmm.
I saw his latest picture last week, the 20th Century Fox, Mother Didn't Tell Me. That boy's all right.
Well, I'll say he is, Bing, and so are Chesterfields. Why, every day, thousands of smokers are proving for themselves that Chesterfields are milder.
Oh, that's a fact, Ken. And folks, you can prove it for yourself. Here's all you have to do. You get yourself a pack of Chesterfields, open them up, and smell that aroma. It's much milder than the others. Then smoke that pack, and you'll know for sure that Chesterfield is the milder cigarette. Now, if you'll make this little test, I'm sure you'll always buy Chesterfields.
Chesterfields satisfy women and men. Chesterfields over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfields ABC.
I'm always happy when Ella Fitzgerald comes to our show because she's my favorite singer. Tonight she's doing one of my favorite songs, Ray Noble's I Hadn't Anyone Till You.
hadn't anyone till you. I was a lonely one till you. I used to lie awake and wonder if there could be a someone in the wide world just made for me. Now I see I had to save my love for you.
I saved my love for you.
I never gave my love to you.
I saved it all for you.
And through my lonely heart, demanding it, Cupid took a hand in it. I hadn't anyone till you.
I kept my love in secrecy. I put it under lock and key. I had to save my love for you. I never gave my love away. For that lucky day when I could give it to you.
And through my lonely heart demanding it, Cupid took a hand in it. I hadn't anyone.
Oh, that's real nice, Ella. Don't go away now. You know what I really got you here for, don't you? I want to sing a song with you. That's my purpose. A little duet. How about that new song, Stay With the Happy People?
I'll be very happy to.
Take it in a nice, easy tempo or Ella will lose me.
When old Mr. Grouch sat on his gloomy couch, told us that the end of the world was near.
My happy heart rose with a start, hollering, let's get out of here.
We gotta stay with the happy people. Have your fun, live in the land of joy.
Stay with the happy people. Life is a Christmas toy.
Down through the countless ages, tears have been contagious. And take it from me that misery is just looking around for company.
So stay, stay, stay with the happy people.
We gotta stay happy.
Don't wrinkle your brow, it's strictly out of style.
Just stay with the people who love you, wear a smile.
We gotta stay. Happy people.
Have your fun, live in the land of joy.
We gotta stay with happy people.
Face the sun, life is a Christmas toy.
Down through the countless ages, tears have been contagious. And take it from me that misery is looking all right. time for company.
So stay, stay, stay with the happy people. With the happy people.
Don't wrinkle your brow.
It's strictly out of style.
Just stay, stay, stay with the people who love, love, love to wear a smile.
Tonight, here we are at CBS Playhouse number 2, within a stone's throw of Broadway. So it seems entirely fitting that we should have as our next guest a man who is symbolic of the main stem. Here now is the world's greatest entertainer from the world's greatest street, Mr. Al Jolson.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me the Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long. All the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long.
Great. It's sure wonderful to have you on the program.
Well, thanks, Bing. But you know, I was a little worried about being your guest tonight.
Why?
Well, I was afraid your kids might get mad at me, you know.
Practically giving up singing, Al. They're working out with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh,
now.
I see.
Al, you're looking great. Solid.
Yeah?
Yes, you're bubbling tonight. You're full
well,
of...
Well, I should be, Bing. I really should be. You know, there's a real thrill for me being back on Broadway. Broderick, this is my street, you know.
Well, with the exception of the Paramount building, Hope owns that, you know.
Well, I'm so happy tonight, that doesn't even bother me.
Bothers me.
Well, Bing, let me tell you something, son.
Huh?
I'm really so thrilled tonight. Do you know that 18 members of the original Al Jolson fan club, 18 of the original Al Jolson fan club, are listening in tonight at Morristown, New Jersey?
The original fan club is listening in over in Morristown, mm-hmm. Huh? Why don't you have him come out here and see the broadcast?
Hmm?
Why don't you have him come over here and see the broadcast?
Bing, the trip would kill him.
I don't know what you think I'm getting personal, Al, but I'm really amazed at the addition there. The little,
what addition?
The little fuzz on the upper lip. What's that?
It's a mustache. I grew it on the train coming east, you know.
Well, that's cheaper than playing cards. Well, I can get hurt with, you know.
Oh, yeah, naturally, yeah. You
know, Al, I'm going over to France before long. I could use a mustache myself. I think I may grow one. Why do you laugh?
I don't think you can do it, Bing.
I don't tease me either.
I got to get a gag
out of here. Don't tease me. You tease me. I develop complexes easily.
But, Bing, I want to tell you, you're certainly a lucky man to go to Paris this summer.
Isn't that nice?
Wow. You're in for a thrill of your life, especially when you get there.
You don't think it's too late, huh? No.
Hey, by the way, how do your passport picture turn out? Tell me.
Oh, Val, you know passport photos.
Yeah.
Everybody looks like Milton Berle on Kinescope.
Could be worse, you know.
How?
They could look like Milton Berle.
Oh, not that. I really think Milton's cute, though.
Yeah, he's cute.
He's cute when he grabs the back of his coat and tape and waves at his mother and...
Yeah. Mother waves back at him.
Well, listen, what are we doing standing here giving publicity to that other medium, television? You know, radio's worried about television, and the movies are worried about television.
Not as much as television's worried about television.
I think we ought to discuss it at all.
Yeah.
How does it feel to get back to New York City, the scene of your many great triumphs?
Bing?
Hmm.
It's depressing.
How come?
Most of them are married now.
But Al, tell us about New York in the good old days. That's what I want to hear.
Well, sir, when I first came here, you know, New York many years ago, yeah. I used to sing in saloons. I used to sing my heart out in those places and go home at evening with two nickels and a dime.
Well, tax-free, that's not bad.
And then came a big break. I was singing one night when in walked in that fabulous free-spending Diamond Jim Brady. Dingsy, I was beside myself. I gave Diamond Jim the full treatment. You know. I started right off. I gave him bicycle built for two. The good old summertime. I think it's that Minnie Maid. In my merry Oldsmobile, and I finished up with Mommy.
Mommy? You mean Mammy?
No, that was before my mother headed for Dixie, you know. Anyhow, when I finished singing, Bingsy, there was terrific applause, and Diamond Jim called me to his table.
You were about to be rewarded, eh?
Yes, sir. Bing, you remember reading about it and seeing it probably in pictures, that 16-carat diamond stick bean that always wore in his tie?
Al, don't tell me.
Yes, Bing. Mm-hmm. He stuck me with it.
Well, tax-free, that ain't bad. What do you say we have the ushers kind of lock the doors? We sing 400 or 500 songs at the folks, huh? What do you say?
Okay, Bing. What do we start with?
How about Rosie, Al? You get it started and I'll jump in.
Oh, John Scott.
Yeah.
Play loud, will you?
Yeah.
Joel's fan club is listening in Morristown. That's your line, young man.
Listening in Morristown, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Play it out.
That's what I say.
You can have that kind of a line of...
Yeah. Rosie, you are my posie. You are my heart bouquet.
Come out here in the moonlight. There's something sweet, love, I want to say.
Your honey boy, I'm waiting. The ruby lips to greet.
Don't be so aggravating, my blushing rosy, my rosy sweet.
There's a little bunch of sweetness that I long to call my bride. And believe me, I'm most happy when my baby's by my side. Her baptismal name is Rosie, but she puts the rose to shame. And most every night, you'll hear me call her name. Brother, I'm gonna think about my baby.
Rosie, you are my posy.
You are my posy.
You are my heart's bouquet.
My heart's bouquet.
Mama, here in the moonlight.
Here in the moonlight.
There's something sweet love. I want to say.
I'm going to think about my baby. Your honey
boy.
I'm waiting.
My hope's on the gate.
The ruby lips to greet. Now don't be so activated, my blushing rose, my rose is green. There you are. Look out for that incision.
You're really hot tonight, Al.
Say, Bing, how about doing another old one?
Okay, I wish we had Buddy to sell to play the uke, huh?
Oh, Avalon, you mean, huh?
Yeah, Avalon.
Oh, well, let's do it.
Okay.
Take it. I found my love in Avalon. By the bay.
I left my love in Avalon, and I sailed,
where did you
sail? I sailed far, far away.
I dream of her in Avalon, from dusk till dawn.
And so I think I'll travel on to Avalon. I found my love
Oh, yeah.
Down beside that beautiful bay. And I left my love in Avalon. And I sailed away. I dream of her and Avalon from dusk till dawn. And so I think I'll travel on to Avalon.
I think we ought to jump from Catalina Island now right back to Broadway here.
Well, if we're going back to Broadway, how about doing Lullaby of Broadway?
We love it. To pieces. John Scott, will you assist?
Come on along and listen to the Lullaby of Broadway. The hi-da-hi and poop-a-doo. The Lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town, and everyone goes crazy. You rock a by your baby round till everything gets hazy.
Hush a bye, I'll buy you this and that. You hear a daddy saying, and baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day.
Good night, baby. Milkman's on his way.
Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight.
Let's call it a day.
But I need up.
Come on along and listen to the Lullaby of Broadway.
The hip hooray and ballyhoo.
The Lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of the subway train.
The rattle of the taxis.
And those daffodils who entertain. At Angelo's and Maxie's.
When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning.
Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn.
Good night, baby. Good night.
Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Listen to the lullaby.
He's indefatigable.
He really is.
This being the month of May, Kenneth, and our last month on the air this season for Chesterfield, we'd better redouble our efforts to make every smoker his own or her own cigarette expert, don't you think?
Oh, you're right, Bing, and any smoker can do it. It's as simple as ABC. A,
you get yourself a pack of Chesterfields, and then you open the top all the way.
And B, you smell the milder aroma that comes from that Chesterfield pack. No other cigarette has it. And finally, C,
you light up a Chesterfield and you enjoy this fact.
Go stand in the corner.
You light up a Chesterfield and you enjoy this fact. Tobaccos that smell milder, they're going to smoke milder.
Yes. Every man who grows tobacco knows that fact. Tobaccos that smell milder do smoke milder. Now, what goes into a cigarette is what you get out of it. Into every Chesterfield goes the right combination of the world's best mild, ripe tobacco.
And out of every Chesterfield, you get a cooler, better-tasting smoke, a much milder smoke. So come on, make this simple test for mildness.
Be your own cigarette expert.
Buy Chesterfields today and enjoy more smoking pleasure than any other cigarette can give you. Now, if Jolie will come back here, if you've just returned, Jolie, for a mo, we ought to blend in old Kentucky home because I'd like to dedicate this to the crowds that'll assemble at Churchill Downs in Louisville next Saturday to determine who is right about which horse. We'd also like to send our congratulations and our best wishes to our great friend Bill Corum, a great sportsman, and on this, his first derby as the head man.
But shines bright in the old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer and everyone's gay. The corn tops bright and the meadows in the bloom, while the birds make music all the day. The young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright. By and by, high time comes a knocking at the door in my old Kentucky home. Good night. Weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for the old Kentucky home, for the old Kentucky home.
That's it for tonight. My thanks to Ella Fitzgerald and Al Jolson for dropping in.
Thank you, Bing. But by the way, son, who's going to be your guest next week?
Oh, big next week.
Yeah, big.
Yeah. Miss Mary Martin's going to be with us.
Going to
sing some songs. Then after we get through singing, I'm going to put the muscle on her for some South Pacific tickets.
You know, Bing, it'll kill you.
What's this?
They call me about taking Enzio Pinza's role, you know, in South Pacific when he goes on vacation.
Yeah?
Yeah, it didn't work out, though.
Why not?
I was too young for the part.
You keep punching, Allie, don't
well, at least during the audition, I got to kiss Mary Martin, you know.
Well, tax-free, that ain't bad either. Where you going, Al? You going over to Jersey to see your fan club?
Are you kidding?
No.
The trip would kill me.
I guess we can just about make it up to Lindy's, Al. Come on. See you next week for Chesterfield, folks. The best cigarette for you to smoke.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in New York City by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Miss Mary Martin. Chesterfield also brings you Arthur Godfrey time 5 mornings a week. And on Saturday nights, the Arthur Godfrey Digest over these same CBS stations. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show follows immediately.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.